There's more to the ongoing saga of the outgoing HPD chief's severance package. Part of the parting agreement is a $250,000 payout approved by the Honolulu Police Commission. But the acting head of HPD says they just don't have the money. Civil Beat reporter Chad Blair joins us now with a reality check. Good morning.
Good morning, Beth Ann.
So we've got one body acting sort of in principle, the other caught with having to carry out the practical application. How is that possible?
Well, I don't know that we've had a recent case where the police commission, you know, is paying a chief to retire on good standing. Of course, Louis K. Aloha is also under a federal investigation probe regarding corruption. But yesterday, Acting Chief Kerry Okimoto told the commission, look, we don't have $250,000. If we're going to take that money out of our budget, we're going to have to cut something else. Another officer said, well, what are we going to do? Are we going to stop testing sex assault kits? Are we going to stop buying tasers? So these are the kind of questions that HPD is concerned about. It appears that they will probably go to the city council to see if they can get some money for this. But there you have another twist, because the council wasn't involved with the police commission settlement. Some members there are concerned about it. Remember, it's the council that normally approves legal financial settlements, but in this case, it's the commission that did it. And then there's the question about whether the commission really has any authority over the budget of HPD. The city charter does say that it's allowed to review the budget and make recommendations to the mayor. It's kind of vague on whether they can actually order the police department to pay $250,000 to the former chief or the soon-to-be former chief.
When you have these layers upon layers of authority or pseudo-authority, how then do we look at this payout? Is this something that could conceivably be kicked back and kicked around and not actually happen?
One wonders if that is going to happen. Remember, there's also a lawsuit from the Civil Beat Law Center concerning the whole process of dealing with Chief K. Aloha that was done in executive session. That's another thing they're going to have to deal with. We can tell you that Max Sword, the police commission chairman, says, look, we're moving on. We got other things that we have to deal with. One of the things they have to deal with is finding another police chief. And here there's another twist from Nick Gruby in his report. They are looking at out-of-state candidates. It's probably going to take 4 to 6 months to vet. But get this. There's actually a state law that says you have to live in Hawaii for at least 1 year. Now, that would seem to be a bit of a challenge for out-of-state candidates. So these are the kind of at least one big challenge the commission has going forward. By the way, it looks like they're going to get a consultant to help them with it. It sounds like they need a lot of help in their search for a new police chief.
I don't mean to laugh because this is a serious matter. But when you think about how all these pieces don't align, you know, there's a lot of dark humor in that. But unfortunately, the people who are going to get shut out are is the public.
Yeah, and it is ultimately our money. These are tax dollars that are going to be used here. Remember, there's also payments for legal fees for K. Aloha. So it's going to be a continuing story.
Oh, so much ka-ching and so much uncertainty. And this thing is just fraught. Okay, well, no doubt you and I will have much more to talk about as this continues. Thanks, Chad.
Thanks, Beth Ann.
We'll talk with Chad Blair tomorrow morning and get another reality check.